Eighth Berak Shavuos, third Mishnah. Heichan Shoy, where's my axe? Amalai, any of that? I don't know what happened to it. Ma'atasach. Any of that? Ma'atasach. He says, I'm not just showing him bechlal. So here he wanted to get out of the shul. And the ma'isa, what happened was, Hushameisa nishba, nishba, or nikneva oven. And the ma'isa, what happened is that it did die or was wounded, taken captivity, stolen, or lost. Mashbiach, he said, I want you to swear, amen. And he said, yeah, I'll swear. Potter, he's potter. Why? Because the same thing as the previous mishnah, even though here he denied the whole thing. But after everything done, he was potter. So he did not, in his denial, did not cause the other person to lose money, which he could otherwise have had. He asked, where's my ox? And he said, it got lost. Mashbiach, I want you to swear, amen. He said, okay. They ate the meat of the ate him testify that he ate it. Oh, now here, if he ate it, that's already illegal behavior. He shechted and ate it. Mashal misakarim. He has to pay the value of this animal. If he admitted by himself that he swore falsely, then Misham Karen, the Chaimish Oshim. The Chiyav Oshim, Kapar, is when a person did admit that he swore falsely to gain money. Eichon Shari, where's my Shari? Amalei Nignav. So it was stolen. Mashbiach Haniv Amar Omei. And he made him swear and he said, yes, I will. I accept the swear. Ve'eitim Eitim Moshe Shagonvoi. It ended up that it wasn't stolen. This person himself, the Shemus, stole it. Then Misham Tashlumi Kefil. This is Din called Toyin Tainis Ganav. A person says it was stolen and he's stolen. It's a Chiddush of the Toyin that he's considered like a Ganav. He pays double if he's caught. Hoydu Mi'atim be admitted, then he doesn't have to pay Kefil because Moydu B'Knas is Bodah. But he does be Misham Kem B'Chav Mishvashim. He has to bring this Korban and ping one and a fifth of the Me'at.